Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Top 10 comfort foods.
Yes.
Andre's doing the list. What do we get so far?
So far we get soup and pizza.
99.1 PR, 95.9 The Fox, Jason in Westport.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
My comfort food, since before there was comfort food, Oreo cookies.
Cookies. The cookies, where are you?
Does dessert fall into comfort food territory?
There's two on here, but cookies isn't one of them, although I do love
Oreos. Cookies. I'll do a line of those. Yep.
Right? Just give me a glass of milk. I drop them all in to the, like, drown, and then I take them out to, like, halfway disintegrated, eat them with a spoon.
See, I don't dunk them. I have cookie crisp. You know, I'm not a dunker.
No.
Yeah, I like to twist them apart, you know, eat them, like a three-year-old. Eat them that way.
When I was a kid, the best thing in my lunchbox was my Oreo cookies.
Oh, yeah, most of the time it was.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, because you'd have healthy stuff in there.
Yep, and like you don't
like
want
Ruth food.
Yeah.
Carrot sticks, celery.
A piece of tree.
Stuff that my food eats.
My mom wouldn't give us stuff like that. I'd like have like an apple. I'm like, ugh.
Ugh. You know what the smelliest lunch was? A tuna fish sandwich, an orange. And Fritos. That was the smelliest lunch ever. That stayed in your lunchbox for like a week. Yeah. Yeah. Fritos, tuna fish, and an orange. It was like, woo!
Do desserts classify as comfort food?
Some do. I just always thought
comfort food is heavy.
Yeah, but there are some desserts.
And the main meal.
I think it's a meal. That's how I would describe it, but. I think a comfort dessert could be its own list.
Like, I don't want to say it out loud in case it's on the list, but there are two I can think of immediately right now.
All right.
I don't know.
Most of the things I found were they had a couple desserts on there. It's just, I think they just classify it as the kind of thing. If you eat, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, it just feels like when you were a kid, it's just that comfort kind of.
Right. Like a warm blanket.
Right.
Deal.
Right.
By the way, AJ wrote a soup song once.
I did.
Since it's number one on the list, I found this.
I love soup. Makes me feel good. I love soup. Fills me up well. I love soup. I love soup. And soup is good food.
I've never heard good rhymed with well.
Was I feverish when I wrote that? I don't even remember doing that. Was I drunk? I had to have been drunk. Why the hell would I write something so stupid?
I love soup. Makes me feel good. I love soup. Fills me up well. I love soup. I love soup. Soup is good food.
I had to have been wasted. I had to have been wasted. Please tell me I was wasted.
Wow.
Don't ever gonna hurt yourself.
It's like one of those band devils you find, like, yeah, that's why I never published that one.
Exactly. Oh, okay, yeah, this is why this one never hit.
Coffee to the nose. Always this great this morning.
I love soup. Makes me feel good. I love soup. Fills me up well. I love soup. I love soup. And soup is good food.
Come on, where's that endorsement deal? Come on. Oh, Campbell, where are you? I'm looking your direction over here. Progresso, where are you? I'm looking your direction.
About a week earlier, I would have voted for that for the box.
Yeah, right.
Over again. I would have ran to 95. He would have went thump.
Very good.
I don't recall doing that ever.
Beef man.
Good morning, all.
Morning to you.
How about meatloaf?
Yeah, meatloaf and mashed potatoes, man.
Is that two separate items or one?
That's one item. You got to have
meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
You have to have the two together. Yeah, to get the gravy.
If you give me meatloaf without mashed potatoes, it's like, I mean, I'm going to eat it.
What's the point?
Yeah, you hand me a hamburger.
So what are you doing over here?
Hand me a fat hamburger. Yeah.
Yeah, because Norm Pat has texted over mashed potatoes.
Yeah. As a, like a 1-2 punch.
I didn't have either of those on this list.
Wow.
I mean, I kind of
but chicken soup.
Right.
I love soup.
That was like an every
real good.
I love soup.
Makes me feel well.
Fills me up real well.
Fills me up real well.
Well.
Yeah. right, Beef Man, thank you.
I had to be drunk. I had to be drunk.
Makes me feel good. I love soup. Fills me up well. I love soup. Well. I love soup. Soup is good food.
Yep, cheers.
Fish nipples.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Morning. Morning.
I'll go with delicious cheeseburger.
I don't have. You know what I have on here?
It's good, but not it's not a comfort food.
Yeah, no, that's a fast food.
I'll give it grilled cheese.
Here's that's what you need to imagine.
Oh, cool.
Snowstorm.
Thank you, Fish Nipples.
Snowstorm.
A snowstorm.
Yes. Well, yeah.
You're in your house, snowstorm. Yep. What would I like to eat? You don't say, I'd love a nice cheeseburger right now. Most people don't.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You're home. You haven't taken your sweatpants off. And it's lunchtime. What meal are you looking forward to?
Wearing pants.
Right.
Sweatpants. Yeah.
I'm home.
I gave him number 7, grilled cheese, so it's close enough. So give him that one. It's a softball.
Two different things.
Completely.
Not even close. Not even close.
I'm trying to fill up the list.
Not even close.
Don't sell yourself, man. Come on.
I gave him cheese and bread. I tried to give him that much.
I'm picking mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be on
That's
there.
A great one.
It's on mine.
Four. See, there you go. Yeah. Boom. Number 4, absolutely.
Got to add hot dogs, though. You gotta have little hot dogs.
Mac and cheese, man. If you're hungry, just grab that box. It's done in like 5 minutes. It's easy.
It really is pretty genius.
Unless you have an electric stove, in which case it takes a while longer.
Well, how good that is. And it's in a box that can sit there for almost ever, and it takes 5 minutes, and you got this nice hot.
Yep.
Awesome mac and cheese.
And put back that orange color. I don't care if it's a carcinogen. That orange color made it, man. I want white mac and cheese. I want orange. Mm. I want the stuff I grew up with that killed half my family.
The only time it sucks is like if you don't have any milk. You're like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
You throw the water in, but it's not as good.
Yeah, no, that's like, it's yuck. Big time.
All right, Chris. Thank you.
Fake.
Top 10 comfort foods. Bob in Durham.
Bob, lasagna.
Bob's not here. What?
He said Bob's lasagna.
Oh, lasagna.
Some lasagna. Garlic knots. Oh, yeah.
That's not on here, although I love lasagna. That's pretty complex.
But chicken soup.
You can just grab that, yeah.
I love soup. Soup is real good.
Lasagna's on my list. It's number 6.
Soup is good food.
I don't know why I put it at number 6. It should be higher.
Mm. It's got to be made right, man. I've had some lasagna. It's like, eh. I don't know. I'm just spoiled.
You know what is not
Italian.
Good? Lasagna that you heat in the microwave. Yeah. I had some of that.
Like the frozen dinner?
I did the one. Yeah,
It's garbage.
I can't food shop right now, so
it's garbage.
I had to have stuff brought over, and yuck. You don't want that.
No. It's garbage.
No. It really is. First of all, it doesn't cool down for a half an hour. And then
the center's cold. The edges will burn your face off.
Boom, exactly what happened. And it was very soupy.
Yes.
I'm like,
it defrosts and all the water. Ah.
Do I use a fork or a spoon for this? I ended up drinking out of like a cup.
Well, they'll do this at some restaurants, too. They disrespect the lasagna. They put it in a baking dish, and then it'll be frozen, and then they'll put it in the oven, and it comes out. It's like lasagna soup.
Yeah. You don't want that.
Yeah. No.
No.
The key is a good sauce. If you have a crappy sauce, the lasagna's just garbage.
You want good lasagna, there's two places. There's a place in Watertown.
What was the place you got some for me?
Watertown.
Oh, my God, that was good.
What is Italian for grandma? It's Nona Lucia's in Watertown.
Nona,
and then Roseland in Derby.
Really? Wow. What would you say?
I had lasagna at Roseland.
It's
from my house.
Do it. They make it on Wednesday, so go in there like Thursday. You want it to sit for a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Officer Joe.
Morning, everybody.
Hey, Joe.
Morning,
hey,
Andre. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, how about any pot pie? Seafood pot pie, chicken pot pie?
It's legal now.
Chicken pot pie, number 6. Yeah. Chicken pot pie is good. Although I'm not a fan of peas.
Yeah.
I don't like peas in my pie.
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
And turkey pot pie doesn't quite cut it either.
No.
Remember there was like 3 growing up that you could buy? There was
Swanson's.
Turkey. It was turkey, chicken, and beef pot pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, chicken. I got to go old school with that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Officer Joe. Good
hearing
you.
That's another thing, though. It's another one, like the soup. It could be molten lava in there. You got to be careful.
Oh, yeah. Once you crack that crust, it's like a steam pipe.
All right. I'm interested to hear your list, Andre, because I have a list as well.
Nice.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Number 10, tacos. 9, yes. Cinnamon buns. 8, ice cream. 7, grilled cheese. 6, chicken pot pie. 5, fried chicken. 4, mac and cheese. 3, pizza. 2, chili. Number 1, soup. Chili's my number 1.
Okay. Personally. So here's mine.
Here's Chaz's.
Number 10, barbecue. Number 9, grilled cheese.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Number 8, meatballs.
Okay.
Number 7, meatloaf. And I'm not disrespecting your list, Andre. You have a very good list. This is mine, yeah.
Wrong meatball. Awesome.
Number 7, meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Number 6, lasagna. Number 5, pasta. Number 4, chili. 3, cornbread. 2, mac and cheese. Number 1, pizza. So a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
I love soup.
I'll eat all of it.
Makes me feel good. I love soup. Fills me up well. I love soup. I love soup. Soup is good food.
Is the band playing out, Andre? No. And is AJ performing with you?
Can I sing with you?
Can you do a cover of soup?
Let's do a metal version.
Right? Not this weekend, but next week on the 17th at Strange Brew in Norwich, my King Diamond tribute band will be playing. Full makeup, full production. Come on out and see it.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Andre. Don't heckle the tuba player unless you want your face punched in. We have audio, but you don't really hear the punches.
No.
Because the band is playing.
Right. Because he punched the music.
And he didn't miss a beat.
He didn't.
That's the most impressive part.
Yeah, he beat his face pretty good.
Now, are there any tuba players out there? And if there are, can you get a left-handed tuba? Because this guy was clearly right-handed.
Yeah.
And the tuba was situated where he had his right hand free. You're holding the tuba with your left.
Yeah. Yeah, he had some power.
He gets some good range of motion going on, considering he was holding and never put it down, like never took it off.
Yeah, that guy's.
But he was punching through the hole in the tuba. Yeah. It's like punching through the Cheerio.
And he definitely scores high on this one. Yeah.
Not just punching, connecting.
Yes. Connecting, yeah.
This is not his first time throwing down at the band.
Life's tough as a tuba.
Maybe that's part of the practice with this band.
Stop calling
me
Tommy!
And then, you know, punch people out with your instrument while you're playing the song.
Yeah.
Like we're playing the tuba, running through the tires.
Right.
Playing the tuba, pushing other players.
The tackling dummy. Oh, my God.
Right. I'm tired of hearing this music when I walk down the street.
Do that rope crawl where you do the hand over hand.
Yeah, that's not
easy.
He's
got the tuba.
That's not easy. Yeah. The overhead arm thing across the ladder.
Right, exactly.
Yep. The tuba.
Video taken from the stands during Saturday's game between Texas Southern and Jackson State shows the college band's tuba player bouncing along to the music while a fan starts yelling at him, right in the tuba player's face.
No requests! We're not doing Freebird!
Freebird!
You know, that is, you build tension really fast when someone's yelling at you and you can't yell back because you're blowing into a tuba.
Can't you just blow hard like,
right, that means no.
Yeah, you put the whole of the tuba right in the guy's face.
Right. Wow. He gave him about 30 seconds.
Steve's really hitting that tuba today.
The tuba player ignored him for a while.
It sounds like an angry elephant coming.
And then he just got too close. He just kept thinking, well, he's not going to hit me.
What's he
going to
do, punch me?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? He did.
Seeming to have had enough of the outburst, the Southern tuba player says something to the man before swiftly punching him 4 times in the face.
He said, I am the Chuck Norris of tuba players.
The Texas Southern band member then returns to his instrument as if the altercation never happened. It was really
it was
quite unbelievable.
Yeah.
You have to Google tuba player punches fan.
Yes. Do the work.
4 for 4 on punches, and I don't think he missed any notes.
Oh, yeah,
either.
No. He landed.
100% of the song and the fight. That's great.
It's really unbelievable.
Every single one he landed.
The first one kind of just slid off his face.
Right.
The other three, it was bullseye.
Right. Yeah. And the guy goes down.
The guy goes down.
Well, the tuba's heavy, so you know the guy's got to be pretty strong.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If you're getting punched by that guy, you're going down.
He's got some upper body strength for sure.
See, when that guy went down, the trombone player should have walked wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, the whole band.
Right. The tuba, the trumpet player comes, trombone. Yeah. Too much work.
We saw where you were going with it.
Yeah, whatever. In one recording of the incident, the band member can be heard telling the aggressive fan, F off, bitch.
Yeah, you don't
so there is a recording out there somewhere that maybe you could hear the punches, but here's the band playing, and you don't even hear the band miss a beat.
Here come the punches.
Now the fans should know. This sounds like music like you're about to get punched.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't mess with this band based just on the music.
This is the ominous music of the movie. When it comes in, it's like something bad is about to happen.
That's their fight song. Yeah. Literally.
Dunch, 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 dunch.
And he's down.
Right.
The guy who got punched, for both of them, it's their 15 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
They could go to any bar 20 years from now, say, I'm the tuba player who punched the guy while I was
player. What the band should have done when that guy went down and played, I'm going to knock you out. Mama said, knock you out.
Too complicated. Yeah, I would have just taken like a Mario.
Right.
What you don't want to be is the guy who got punched out. I was the guy who was punched by the tuba player.
Right. Yeah, get out.
Dope.
Dude, we laughed so hard at that.
You got punched by a tuba player.
One-handed while he's playing the tuba and he didn't miss a note.
Yeah.
I mean, no defense on that guy.
Yeah, at least put a hand up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ninja tuba player, yes.
I think the first punch, he was so surprised.
I think that's exactly what happened.
I just get punched by a boom, boom,
right. To the beat.
It is amazing. We listened to that whole thing, and I couldn't tell where the fight was based on the audio. They kept the time. It was beautiful. I played the saxophone in a band like that for my high school. So, like, you'd figure everybody else around him would stop playing and, like, look at the fight. But they all just kept going. Very professional.
Right. Yeah. No one else stopped.
He didn't stop.
No one even helped.
Oh, the band didn't say, fight.
Nope.
The trombone player could have helped up by hitting the guy with the thing.
Yes.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for delivering
with
that
the arm.
Right. Scott Haney, Channel 3, is on the phone right now.
Am I off the hook?
I have a note.
You have a note. Scott, you are off the hook, Scott.
I am off the hook.
There's his note. He's holding it up.
Official.
Signed by the doctor, the surgeon, everything.
Oh, my God. That is so awesome. Thank you, AJ.
I don't trust you. Can you read it?
Yes. To whom may concern my real name, he may return to work on 1-7-2023 with no restrictions. Sincerely, Jennifer Schwartz, MD.
Oh, thank God for Jennifer Schwartz. I'm taking her out to dinner.
That's on Yale Medicine Gastrointestinal Surgery.
Letterhead.
Yep, so it's official.
Nice.
Yep.
That's so awesome.
Yep. You're off the hook! Off the hook! Scott's off the hook!
What's the song again he's going to have to listen to?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Don't make him do it again!
You got to get used to it.
Hear this song
when he's half.
You don't want to hear this one in bed.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's tough.
What the hell just happened?
He's really happy about not going in that box.
Did you fall?
Wow.
The goats are screaming.
I was unprepared for that.
So this one's getting a waxing.
I would have done it. You know I would have done it.
I know you would have.
It's amazing.
You would have. I know that.
I did have a plan B worked out just in case because I did have to go to Paul's wedding. So I was going to suggest that I go in the box for 12 hours and Chaz go in the box for the other 12.
Yeah, it's got to be a one-person
so
deal.
So we wouldn't be in the box together?
Right. Well, that one special one.
No, we'd be separate people.
All right. So we'd cross over.
Right. Right.
But you never know next year. Who knows? Maybe I'll do it.
Wow.
Never know.
You never know. Wow. You never know.
This attorney's been prepared four times. It could be a fifth.
Exactly.
Right.
Who knows what's going to happen with his mesh? You know, Mark Dixon's been like, did you get the call yet? Did you get the call yet? Did you get the call yet? Because he's in charge of scheduling.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, tell Mark. It's all good, Mark.
And I'm like, I'm afraid I'm going to have to go in the box.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
No. God, if I didn't have the wedding, but you know, with the wedding coming up, I would have been exhausted. Yeah. I would have done it, but I would have been exhausted.
I know.
How would that have worked? You'd get off the air at what time? 7?
And then I'd get in the box from 9 till the following morning at 9.
So would you be doing your weather from the box?
No. There would be somebody doing the weather for me.
That's and they would do live shots to you?
They would do live shots to me, yes.
Right. Watching you freaking out.
Then Friday at 9, you walk out of the box completely exhausted.
And drive to New York.
Oh.
Check into the hotel, take a quick nap, and then go to the party that it's Friday night around 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Yeah,
with your eyes swollen and red, and right. feeling like
exactly. Yeah. And the song, "It's a Small World,"
stuck in your head,
playing in my head.
Not for nothing, but it stays in your head for a long period of time afterwards.
Long
just so you know.
Time afterwards.
Just so you know. So.
Who's that guy asleep in the center of the dance floor?
That's Paul's ex. He must be depressed.
Right? He keeps saying it's a small world.
Boy, he really is taking this hard, isn't he?
Man, he must have been crying all night.
Well, look at him. He looks upset.
I'm very sad, Paul. You're getting married. I'm like, no, I'm exhausted from listening to A Small World.
On display in a box.
Exactly. Yeah, oh, AJ, I'm so happy you're going.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that, I think.
All right, but if anything should happen between now and then, you let me know.
Okay.
You're the man. Phone. You really are. You're just a tremendous friend.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, anything for you guys. And, you know, it's a great cause. Why not?
Exactly, yeah. Yep. Yep.
Now, the toy drive, December 8th, we have you doing the Bee Gees thing with AJ
the OGs,
and Andre,
yeah.
the OGs. Do you want to do this to a recorded track, or do you want the band, the Rum Runners, to learn a song?
Oh, that'd be so cool.
It's up to you guys. Whatever you want.
I think live, man.
Live,
let's do
live
this.
Band.
Let's do this. Yeah.
Ah, look at AJ.
Let's do this.
He's ready.
Yeah,
okay, very good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome. All right. Well, have a great. We'll talk to you Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk to you Friday.
Okay.
All right. Screaming. Yes.
AJ, thank you so much for not calling in sick.
That. Anytime.
Sky Andy, Channel 3. Mayor Corfora from East Haven on. Good morning, sir.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Congratulations to you.
Yes, sir.
That was a trouncing.
Thank you so much, but I got to tell you one thing. I've been listening to you guys for the last half an hour, and just hearing little snippets of that Small World song, I'm ready to drive my car into a tree.
Nice. Oh, man. Oh. You know your candidate right now is going, do it.
Wouldn't that be something? Well, great news, he won, but
right.
bad news.
Yeah, he listened to
he drove
song.
Into a tree.
Right.
He drove into a tree after hearing It's a Small World After All 16 times in a row.
How you guys doing?
Good. What time did you know last night that you got it?
Like about maybe 8:10, 8:15.
That's a trouncing.
Nice.
When you know at 8:10,
yeah,
it's a trouncing.
Yep.
And nothing against your opponent or whatever.
No,
it's just you ran a good campaign, a strong campaign. You got a good team.
It
and
happens.
People are happy with you.
Yes.
Yeah, we ran a really clean campaign. We had a meeting like 3-4 months ago, and I told everybody on my slate, I said, listen, stay off of social media. Let's stay up in the clouds. Let's not go down in the mud. And I think the voters appreciate that.
Yeah.
So,
it's
we
tough
did what we had to do and we,
to just block that out.
Yes, I know. I can't do it.
And everybody has to be on the same page.
Yep.
Because you don't want to hear it. Did you see that Facebook post?
Right.
And it's like, you sucked me in.
Exactly. Now I got to look.
Right.
Now I'm going to engage.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to screw up.
Yep.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, yep, everything went well. Very happy.
All right, good. Are you available tomorrow at 9 o'clock, maybe 8:50, to
witness
see AJ walk into the box?
You're going to turn that song off for about 10 minutes?
it doesn't start until 9 o'clock.
This is what we'll do. We'll have the mayor come and, like, proclaim it, like, Toy Drive Day or whatever.
Right,
like,
right.
AJ in the Box Day.
Right, right. And then tell him flip the switch.
The mayor will flip the switch to start the song, and then he walks right out.
Have the car running.
Doesn't even say goodbye. Just flips the switch and leaves.
Right, you can run if you like.
Gets in a running car. Eddie closes the door. Right. The car drives
off. They peel out.
Like you're in a parade. You wave, you smile, and you're gone.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. I'm in for that.
Thank you, sir. Right. And congratulations.
Definitely. Yes, congratulations again.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Again, we're going to hear this tomorrow.
No mayoral pardons.
You know.
Sorry, AJ.
How old do you say these kids are?
Dead.
Yeah, they're dead. They're
now.
Definitely dead by now. Yeah.
During the recording?
These kids between like 6 and 10.
Nah, I think they're older.
Think so?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's probably a boys chorus.
I'm sure it's in the liner notes.
Yeah, they're probably high school age.
I just wonder if any of them are still alive, and can we get them to call in?
Oh, wow.
That's a great question.
Yeah, and I had no drug problems afterwards.
Just wishing them ill will.
Right? They were like heroin addicts and whatnot afterwards.
John in New Haven.
That got real dark.
It keeps getting dark.
It's unbelievable.
I'm like acting like I'm the East Haven mayor and I'm looking at Facebook. I'm just looking away.
Why do you suppose that is?
John in New Haven.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Long time listener, first time caller.
Well, thank you.
Thank
you. Welcome.
Yeah.
We were just talking the other day. Where the hell's John?
We did.
I've got a better story than something to bring in the box.
Okay, great.
I got stuck on Small World for 20 minutes.
Oh, on the ride? Can't you just wade through the water and get out?
No. So
you had to think
the ride got stuck. They played the music continuously for about half of the time while people were screaming to shut it off. They finally shut off the music. And then people started pushing the boats on the rails and playing bumper cars with all the boats.
Wow. See? It was pandemonium. See what the song does to people?
And then eventually...
That's what I'm taking away from this.
Eventually, they exited us through the back, and we got to see the behind-the-scenes of Small World. And then got fast passes for the rest of the day. So
what's back there? Satan?
Yes, it is. It's Satan. It's flame smelling sulfur.
Yeah, just an altar of candles.
Top torches. Succubi. Yep.
There's a whole behind the scenes that's pretty amazing.
What did it look like? What was it?
All streets and tunnels where all the employees kind of move stuff back out.
Oh, really?
Right. It's a morgue.
Pretty wild.
Yep. It's a Disney morgue.
Walt Disney's back there on a block of ice.
Keep your drinks cold.
Piping out orders.
Good time, 15 minutes of the song over and over.
Wow.
Everybody was screaming bloody murder.
See? That's the takeaway here.
Yeah.
That people were trapped.
15
But they
minutes.
Weren't saying, get me out. They were saying, shut the music off.
Right. 15 minutes.
Now we can sit here.
You're
24
done.
Hours.
You are in trouble.
I should probably be like psychologically like evaluated afterwards. I probably should.
What was that?
Whatever that word is.
Psychiatric-y.
Psychologically evaluated. Like, look at the damn song did already.
Oh, we have our pick of flubbles today. It's
unhinged. He's unhinged.
I want people to hear it. I'll be tweeting in the box.
Hey, John, thank you for calling.
That's a great point, though. It's like, hey, we can sit here. We can smell this Florida water. You got to stop the song. Yeah.
Stop the music.
Yep. Please.
Stop the music.
Yep. I'm sorry, but I'm wading through the water and getting the hell out of there.
Not tomorrow.
I'm saying at that ride. Because you can. It's not very deep water.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a way out.
No, but those bars come down. Don't they hold you in?
No. Oh, no. No, it's not.
Here comes hernia 37.
It's not a
lifting the safety bar.
It's not like a roller coaster. You just kind of cruise along really slow, and there's all these different kids from around the world.
I gotta watch the video of this.
All those little robot things.
I remember
like,
walking by it.
Yeah,
young Chaz was very young.
Yeah,
and we were like, "Nah, we're going on good stuff."
Yeah, I went to Disney for the first time in my life. I was age 30. Okay,
it seems like it's only there now because.
It's heritage.
Right.
There's heritage.
Right.
It's like a nostalgia thing.
Right.
It's,
plus, also, that's where the headquarters is down below for Satan.
Disney's policy is always cheap. You know, the week ride in the park goes.
Yeah.
And with that one, I think it's the week ride, but it's a heritage thing. Like, how can you...
Yeah. Exactly.
Like there's Space
also,
Mountain.
There's also a secret S&M club down below.
Yeah, Space Mountain is actually not a great ride, but I don't know that they'll ever get rid of it.
It's like... It's
oldest
like,
ride, longest line. That's
stocks and whips. And
does Walter Cronkite still do the voice for Space Mountain?
I have no idea.
Well, no, that would be really funny if he still... Because nobody would know who he was.
When I was going into the tunnel for Space Mountain, you could kind of see there are metal bars right above you as you're going.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, how is this possible? Because if someone came in here...
Who's taller?
I'm 5'8", 9", depending.
Tung, 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 tung.
Just playing the note. Tung, tung,
tung, tung, tung, tung, playing the giant xylophone.
That guy with the big red mark across his forehead.
Just a line.
Right?
Like, well, that guy's got a giant forehead.
He's got a Space Mountain on his forehead now.
By the way, 1964 was the Disneyland Boys Choir that made the original recording.
The Disneyland Boys Choir.
Yeah, and it's part of the Library of Congress now for preservation.
Yeah, yeah. You know why? We're going to drop it in Afghanistan one day.
Culturally,
they're playing at the Guantanamo Bay right now.
Right, make it stop!
Culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant.
Yes, yeah, so you have a choice of waterboarding or it's a Small World.
Yeah, you take the waterboarding, I think.
Yeah.
I would too, yes.
Soon to add psychologically.
Yeah. Phil's head.
I knew it was coming.
Nick in Wallingford.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi. Morning it was.
It's going to be a better morning for you tomorrow. You're going to be tortured for 24 hours.
I appreciate that. Thank you. I suppose all week.
I love the pleasant tone in his voice.
My thought was that it might help, let's say, the audience, if AJ knew that he was going to have to listen to this song year over year.
What?
We're in radio. We don't plan that far.
Yeah, no.
We just hope to be here next year.
Exactly. Or after the box is over.
Well, so my vote would be to have him do the same song every year.
No. It's got to change every year. That's a stipulation in this.
Well, yeah, but it would make it more painful for you to know that this is going to happen to you every
year. Can't escape
it.
He might not even be in the box next year. Scott Haney just volunteered.
Yeah,
to me, that's
yeah, might be.
Wow, that's great.
Might be a special guest celebrity.
Takes the heat off of other people.
Yeah.
Right, no Chaz in the box. AJ does the weather while Scott's in the box, though. Mm-hmm. That's the exchange.
Yeah.
Scott like this song?
No,
he does not.
Nobody likes
no
the song.
No one does. Even
I know
Disney
you're saying. You're trying to get this song every year.
Yes, he is.
Yes, I know you're saying. Yes.
If AJ's head explodes in hour three.
Right. Thank you, Satan, for calling
it's
in.
It's the end of the whole event. Like, we just need to play
like
one
scatters.
Game at a time here.
Yes,
it's scatters. All about the box.
Right.
Thank you, Nick.
All right, well. Thank you, Nick.
Nick's dad owns the rights to the song. He's just trying to get more royalties.
Oh, maybe.
You never know.
And consider what the motive
Why else
was
you
there.
Wanted that much. Yeah.
Nate on the road.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yo.
So my dad used to tell me a story. My grandfather took him to the World's Fair in New York in the 60s.
Yeah.
That's where the It's a Small World song premiered, actually.
Oh.
In 1964
Is
at the World's
that
Fair. And then,
right.
and then it
oh, when I was there,
I
was a 2-year-old.
Yeah, it was bought by Disney, and then Christina Aguilera and Justin Timberlake, when they were on Disney, they made it popular.
Oh,
so,
God.
Well, it was popular before them, because
right.
I remember it
yeah.
as a kid.
It's,
yeah,
but I got what you're saying.
The song in the world as well.
This makes a lot of sense.
Wait. What did you say about the song in the world? What?
It was the most played song in the world. It's been played over 56 million times.
Oh, well, get ready for this.
Getting another 2,000
yeah,
spins.
Yeah. Get ready for this one, yeah.
2,000 spins, baby. Yeah.
You know, this explains a lot because at the World's Fair, I was 2 years old, I got lost from my mom and dad. Me and my cousin split from them. It must have been because of the song.
Yeah, definitely.
We must have been trying to escape.
You're going to have flashbacks.
Yep.
This is the original recording from that World's Fair.
And me running away.
Oh, man. This is creepy.
It's better than the other one.
I think
this
is
horror movie.
Yes.
This is playing right before.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm picturing a killer mouse now with an axe.
Oh, I'm going to kill you now.
AJ, you're lucky because it plays for 16 hours on a loop at Disney, so you're lucky to only hear it for 24 hours.
Mickey, put that knife down.
Gosh, he just axed me in the hand. Donald wouldn't last a second.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks for dropping that bomb.
Oh, this is a horror movie soundtrack. Then there's someone either in a clown costume or like a costume covered in blood coming for you.
Right.
And it's real dark, and you could just see from the moonlight the blood on the costume.
Right. Do you think we're nightmares now?
Or there's a guy in a box.
Right. Yes, covered in blood.
And coming for you.
It's AJ bashing his head against the wall. Just more blood on his forehead.
Yep. I'm trying to gnaw my ears off.
Chaz and AJ, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, wow, how'd this happen? There's Chester.
No,
yes!
Of course, but this only Chester. Makes it more perfect.
Yeah, I tried to call
AJ, tell us who Chester is.
Chester is a gentleman who, when I was going for the trip to Los Angeles, we had a brownie bake sale, and Chester bought two brownies for $100, the stipulation being I had to put my big toe print on each of two brownies.
Left and right.
Of which I obliged, because it's $100 cash.
$100.
You would, too, exactly. and then proceeded to, he could preserve them, but he actually ate one on the ride home.
And then ate the other one 2 days later.
Yes.
So is this like a thing for you, bud? Like
he basically
it, like...
has you inside of him.
Yes, he does.
No.
Yes.
That is quite a way to put it.
Yes.
That's certainly a way to phrase it, Tim.
By the way, it was not easy getting that fudge off my feet, by the way.
Every sentence we've said in the last 5 minutes is terrible.
It was not. Dog poop.
Like I said, I'm on a fixed income. I need something to eat.
And you thought
you
of
know,
me.
But, hold on. Just stop 1 second. Need to insert this. He's on a fixed income, needed something to eat, but he came and gave $100
yes.
for the toy drive.
So thank you very much.
I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Right. So are we, getting brownies again?
These are the people who give the most, by the way. The people who have been down in their life.
They know mm-hmm. they know it's
the
like.
The people who've had it good the whole time, right. like, they don't do it. They right, don't right. know what it's like.
Yeah, so what are we doing, gingerbread this time?
I know what it's like. No, I'll find something else.
Oh, God, here we go.
Candy cane.
But, no,
now I want you to dip your ass in some pasta.
That's cool.
We have Derby Mayor Zeke on the phone right now. Not a great night last night.
No.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah.
That's the question.
How you doing? Hey, congratulations, Tony G.
I remember that
6 years ago when I first won, and he's taking the right steps. He's going to go into it slowly, and I wish him the best. You know, it was a tough night, but, you know, what are you going to do?
What
are you going to do?
Well, my girlfriend surprised me with a cruise, so next month they're taking a 12-day cruise. I'm not going to Disney, but I'm going on a cruise.
Oh, that's great.
Right, a little me time.
Yeah, and listen, I'm going to continue my volunteer work. I'm going to continue doing what I always do. AJ, I got $100 for you in that box.
Oh, thank you so much.
Ah, you're the man.
Appreciate it.
So you sure you don't want to hold on to that $100?
Yeah. No. He needs to help me out here.
I got $100 right for you. Hopefully, it's this new mayor that comes in, does the volunteer work and the charity work that I did, and he matches that. So hopefully,
do you know this person?
Oh yeah, we grew up together.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
You know, I walked in there. It was a mess when I walked into Derby. It was $2 million in a hole. We got a $3 million fund balance right now. So let me tell you. He's walking into bigger shoes than I walked into. So
nice.
And we got to just keep Derby moving forward. So, and, you know.
What do you do now?
Well, I'm still a constable up in Bethany. So I'm still a police officer. I'm still doing my civic duty up there.
Nice.
I still work with the Veterans Affairs up in the state of Connecticut.
Oh, cool.
So you're still busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Oh, I got stuff to do. And my girlfriend's happy. You know, for more time, I got.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, no more phone calls. Yep. Yep.
That honey-do list is, I got to start working on that.
Yeah, good luck.
Right, no more ribbon cutting.
Do you think you'll run again?
Right now, I'm looking forward just to take care of the veterans. That's just a typical
political answer, but that's not a no.
Yeah, not ruling it out.
Right.
Like I said, I got to take a breath.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
Right.
Enjoy your cruise. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And AJ, when is it? So is this Thursday you're doing the box?
Tomorrow
9 a.m.
At this time,
yep.
Tomorrow, he's in the box.
Yep, I'll be deep. Yeah. Yep.
All right, I'll be there early in the morning.
Cool. Very good.
You know?
Nice.
And I'll always support you guys. You guys supported me. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we're not friends because you're mayor.
Right.
We're friends because we're friends.
Because it's you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, it was a good 6 years. How many people can say they were a three-term mayor? You know?
So, that's right.
Right.
I
can't.
Two
very proud.
Happens, so, but three, it gets harder and harder.
Exactly.
So. It does. You know, you piss people off and, you know, they turn their backs on you, but what are you going to do?
That's me every day.
Well, that's kind of how it works.
That's me every day.
Yeah, that's not unique to being a mayor.
Right, yeah. Have you heard this show?
Yeah, it sounds like you just figured that one out.
No, no. Oops, sorry. Yeah.
Well, so now guys, I want to ask who you made mad.
I'll still be around. You guys need anything I could do to raise money, toys.
Oh, yeah, we'll be in touch.
Yep.
Yeah, well, we need who's going to bring the
porchetta
to the toy drive?
Very tasty.
Well, yeah,
I'll be around.
All right.
Smooth.
I still got the secret knock. I can get in there.
Nice.
All right, very good.
Secret knock.
All right, Mayor. Thank you, man. Great job.
Thank you.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
All right, Mayor Zeke Derby.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.